So it did quite well, you know, for shops.
It was quite good. So was there anything down the bottom end towards the church?
No.
Well,
there was a garage.
The garage.
Later on, yes, where the bungalow is now.
Oh, yes, the church gate.
Yes, yes, but no, nothing else. No. Because I think, I mean, I can't remember it, so it's no good me talking about it, but I think at one time there'd be a post office where Yvonne and who's it lives. There was something there, but I'm not sure what, so it's no good me going into that.
Oh, Bridge House. Mm.
So it's no good me saying, because I don't, but I have heard people say.
It might have been because there's the BT exchange is there, isn't it?
Mm, yes, oh yes. Yeah, but that's been built. I mean, I remember that being built.
So were there any mobile shops?
Oh yes, lots, quite a few, yes. There was Mr. Hugh Gill, who came from Burnley. Well, there were two green grocers. There was Bibby's. Two lots of Bibby's. There was a Clem Bibby and a Herbert Bibby that used to come round, one on a Friday and one on a Saturday. Then they used to come up from Bentham, selling bread, cakes, anything like that. Fish. We had a fisherman twice a week.
I mean, he was pretty well served, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, well, you were short of nothing. You didn't ever need to go away. You know, you didn't need to go away. And then the shop, well, there were two shops in Skipton. One was George Hurst, where I went to work. And the other one was Parker's, Ronnie Parker's from Skipton. And they used to come round with a case with all the clothes in. And, you know, supply it like that. Or you could, I mean, if
you could put an order in, could you?
Oh, yes, yes, if there was anything there.
Something and, you like, but you need a different size.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yes. Yes, you could, you know. I mean, you couldn't ring up because not many people had a phone, but you could tell them and they would see that, well, they used to deliver the parcels. They used to come on the train and somebody deliver the parcels round, you know. And we'd also a delivery of news, you know, evening... Yorkshire Post, what was it called? Yorkshire Evening News, was it? Something like that. They used to get it at night anyway, came off the train and we used to take them round.
Not the Herald.
No, well, there'll have been... No, but, you know, this was a evening paper that you met off the train and that sort of thing. And the doctor came twice a week. You know, he would come on a Tuesday and a Friday. And then the doctor, Connors, they would come Wednesdays and, well, Mondays and Wednesdays, or, I mean, they would come any time, but you knew they would visit their patients those days, and if you wanted anything, just leave it with a neighbour who you knew he was going to call on, and he'd call round. Oh, yes, it was wonderful.
That was before the National Health.
Yes, oh, yes, and this was quite at the beginning of the time, you know. And when there was a very big blast at the quarry, they would always let you know. Used to tell you. You know, they used to do quite big blasts up at the quarry.
Bigger than now?
Oh, yes. It would be bigger than now.
Because I mean, you know, and now because of the siren.
Yes. No, but they would let you know in those days. And Beecroft, of course, they, even in those days, they had to take the pictures off the wall because it was the fallout afterwards, you know. Oh, yeah. And as I say, we were talking about buses. There was quite a lot of men worked up there, so there was a bus full came from Settle and another one from Bentham. You know, plus a couple of cars.
People.
Oh, it employed a lot of people.
And
yeah.
What, about five now?
Yeah, and then you see, when they were doing the kilns, we had the wagons night and day because they were coming up filling with the oil. So, really, you know, he didn't get any respite from wagons at all. As they came twice through the night, they came about, what would it be, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And then, you know, sometimes through the night, about 4-ish maybe.
Oh,
And then, of course, they took the kilns down.
Noisy then.
Pardon?
Would have been quite noisy.
Why?
Did you get used to it?
I suppose you got used to it, really.
Yes, because you're
on the water. That's been since I came here, of course, that we're filling with the oil.
What? Filling with the oil?
For the kilns. They used to take the...
Well,
they were oil for...
It wasn't just yes. Oil, was it?
No.
It
no. They had the kilns, the lime growing. Mm.
Yes. And yeah. They used to break it down with oil, I presume.
Yes, that's right.
Furnace,
yeah.
Oil.
And then they used to... Because I know when I was a kiddie, I had whooping cough. And the doctor said to my father, well, take her on to the top of the kiln. And it's the sulphur, I think. And it will stop the hoop. And I never did have a hoop. I can remember looking down this kiln and it's quite strong as sulphur, and I was within 2 days it had gone.
A bit like in the towns where I held over tar barrels.
Oh, that's right, yes. it was, it was quite different, really.
Yeah.
I feel that we've gone back in time here. I don't think we make progress at all. Well, we haven't in a lot of villages because you speak to other people and they will say the same. With a lot more going for
yes,
us.
Yes, I can understand that, yes.
I suppose we never have a minute to spare as it is, but it's different. It was all personally made, wasn't it, when we were, whereas now it's organised.
I suppose did neighbours sort of mix together a bit more?
Oh, yes. Yes. You were, anybody, you used to have a person who brought a child into the world, you used to have a person that laid them out, and you'd just go for them, and you'd also have somebody like my uncle, who used to be up at where you are. He was the first aid man, so if anybody wanted a bed rest, or a bedpan, or whatever, they always went to him. Or if they couldn't get the doctor straight away, he'd stay with them while the doctor came. But, you got a doctor. Even in those days, you'd ring and they'd be there with, by the time you could say,
Was the village nurse?
Well, I suppose there was, really. Dora Sargerson's mum, she did a lot of... Yeah. She was quite a good nurse. And oh, yes, they would go to you if you wanted or anything like that. But the neighbours did. Everybody seemed quite geared up to illness in those days or making poultices and things like that, You didn't have a doctor. Well, of course, you couldn't afford it.
How did the doctor travel? Did he have a car?
Well, he did when I... Yes, the car... when I can remember, because my mum had septicemia and she'd have 3 doctors, and then in the end they had to give her streptomycin, and it was a little bottle which was flown up from London. It was only that height, and it was 10 and 6. It was a lot of money, so you didn't have a doctor unless you really were forced. So